Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And most of our listeners know that I'm sitting here at our headquarters up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho for our two police and military associations, which really reach worldwide today. We didn't start out for it to be that way. We have the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues we put out for 25 years. All of us are volunteers here. Our police and soldiers are volunteers, and people in the private sector working with us have been volunteers for decades. And our job has been to be a sounding board, you might say, for police officers and soldiers in the United States to talk about things that are of concern to them. But when we started our organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, about 20 years ago, we didn't realize, I guess we should have known, but we didn't know, that there are police officers and soldiers around the world fighting these same demonic evil leaders, the leadership in their own nations. We call them here the International Crime Syndicate, organizations that control our governments in Britain, in America, Germany, Israel. All these places have these international criminals, very, very rich, powerful criminals that control their nations and our government. And so we've discussed these things over these years with police officers and soldiers from other nations as they've been fighting this New World Order takeover to put us into this Antichrist world government system. And within the last 2 years, folks, here at our two police and military associations, we've been getting reports from very fine soldiers about some big, big changes in the war. This war, the second Gulf War, it wasn't so much in the first Gulf War as it is today, where soldiers under the table, behind the scenes, covertly are allowed to kill a non-combatant. Men, women, and children, just allowed to murder them. And what has happened in the last couple of years, folks, is a lot of our brothers and sisters are coming back from these wars, and they are messed up psychologically. They're having horrendous psychological problems. They can't sleep. They are ashamed of the things they did by command. They were commanded to shoot women and children. And Sergeant Kevin Benderman, some of you will remember, he's a good Jewish American soldier that was on our show here last year. When he was prosecuted and drummed out of the military and put in prison because he was there in Iraq and he had been told by his commanders to kill children, to shoot children that were running behind their jeeps and their vehicles. And some of them were throwing rocks at them, and he refused to shoot the children. They were told to blow up homes where they used the commanders would use FLIR radar and see movement in homes over there. And they were told to lob mortars in on homes. And he related to us on the program that there was some movement in a home that they were coming up on. And his commander says, destroy that home, because he could look through the walls and see movement of people with this FLIR radar system. And so they got the mortar out, and they started to bomb the home, and the mortar didn't work. And Sergeant Kevin Benderman said all of a sudden a mom holding her children, and her children ran out, about four or five children with her out of the home looking at them. And a few of them praised God that the mortar hadn't worked. But he said that this was normal today, although you're not allowed to speak about it. We have Mike Berner, another Jewish soldier, veteran that is, I'm going to share some thoughts with him to you in just a few minutes when we return. And we have other leaders who are coming forward and talking about the atrocities that are commonplace today. And I'm telling you, folks, as an old Vietnam veteran, and many of you out there know what I'm talking about, if you killed non-combatants back then, you would be imprisoned and brought up on charges. Be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Folks, this is going to be a very disturbing conversation we're going to have today with Reverend Ted Pike. Not that the last hour wasn't disturbing enough, but this has to do with the war over there, and it just reminds me, Reverend Pike, of the Galatians 4:16 in the Bible. And I want to remind people out there, the scripture is, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Folks, we're not your enemy because we're going to talk about these important matters today. There is something changing in the government of the United States. I won't even get into the fact that we can now prove, we have the evidence to prove that our government was complicit in 9/11. That the buildings were brought down by bombs placed inside, and hundreds and hundreds of people were murdered by those within our government. We won't even get into that, but of course that shows a tremendous change in the government today. But I want to get into what is going on right now that's troubling our soldiers over there with the fact that they're behind the scenes. Now, if there's a photograph of you shooting some non-combatant and it gets on the air, then they prosecute you today, as they're doing three soldiers right now who participated in the murder of, I think, seven women, three children. One of them was a three-year-old little girl. They're prosecuting him because it got out to the public. But otherwise, this is acceptable today. And something else, along with that, to show the tremendous changes in our governmental system today, behind the scenes, is the balkanization of Iraq, a plan to, and I've talked to PSYOPs, retired PSYOPs agents, psychological warfare agents that were in the military, And we've talked about these things here at our two police and military associations, where all these car bombings going on over there in Iraq right now are killing Sunnis, and then some go off and they kill Shiites, and then some go off and they're blowing up the mosque over there, and everybody's saying these people must be savages killing each other like this. Well, folks, we have evidence to show that most of these bombings going on are not Arabs killing Arabs. It is government agents commanded by these international crime families that are blowing up Arabs to cause the Balkanization, to cause civil war in Iraq right now. You remember just last September 19th, two British agents from the Special Air Service, SAS, were caught disguised as members of the Mehdi army of the Shiite rebel cleric Murtada al-Sadr. They were caught with a car. They had beards on and had turbans on, the headdress of the Shiites, and they had a car loaded with explosives, and they went in and shot Iraqi police officers and civilians in Basra on September 19th, and they were caught. And so the British had to go in and rescue them before they could be questioned, because there was no question about it that they were there to set off car bombs and blow up Sunnis and blame it on the Shiites, okay? And so this has been going on now, and we do know that there was a plan, a scheme to Balkanize the Middle East a long time ago, was set up in 1982 by Oda Yaman, a senior advisor to the Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs, to divide the Arab states over there in the Middle East, break them up into warring factions so they would not be a threat to the international crime families that control Israel. And so we see this going on where we have our own soldiers who are in these Psy warfare units that are blowing up people over there and blaming it on other Shiites and Kurds and Sunnis to cause a Balkanization of that area. We have dear brother Professor Israel Shohak that wrote a book here a couple years ago that one of our good Jewish brothers in the military got a hold of for us and gave it to us, that described that the Zionists in that area over in Israel had no problem with killing Arabs, no problem whatsoever. Matter of fact, they called them animals and called them less than human. And Professor Israel Shohak talked about that. He was a professor at the University of in Israel there. And we have our dear brother Benjamin H. Friedman that wrote a book in 1954, Facts Are Facts. And he has a letter to Benjamin Friedman, was a Jewish American. Great American Jew. And then he was writing to Dr. David Goldstein, another American Jew, about all the different training for the Zionists and those that follow the Talmud, folks, about killing people that are not Jewish. I have lists and lists and lists here in his book. I won't go over them. But right out of the Talmud itself, that you're allowed to kill people that are not Jewish, and we're wondering, Reverend Ted Pike, you know, we're just praising the Lord that we have so many good Jewish brothers and sisters in police work and in the military that are giving us this great material. I was reading your book again the other day, Israel, Our Dilemma, and Our Duty and Our Dilemma. And you went over much of this. You have almost a whole chapter in the violence here that is written up in the Talmud, and that it's okay to kill non-Jews or non-Talmudic Jews even. They say that those that do not, I've got one quote here from the Talmud, that if people don't read and study the Talmud, they should be killed. Here's another one. Even the best of the goyim, meaning non-Jews, should be killed. Extermination of Christians, necessary sacrifice, on and on and on here in the Talmud. And I'm wondering, brother, we know, of course, because of our good Jewish brothers and sisters, giving us information about the neocons being Israel first people that have control of the Pentagon today, have control of the State Department, and it looks like the White House today. And brother, what is your thoughts about why our training over all these years, our moral code has been changing in America? Could it possibly have anything done to do with the fact that we've thrown out the Bible and we may be going by other types of instruction that we didn't have during the years I was in during the Vietnam War, and we weren't allowed to kill civilians? We got in bad trouble if we did that. What do you think, brother? What's your feelings on it?
Well, I think I'll just go way, way back in history to begin this,
okay,
to answer your question, Jack.
Yeah.
You know, when we go back in the law of the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, Exodus, God actually told the Hebrews that they would have to kill the inhabitants of the land who resisted them. They were outright homosexuals. They were pedophiles. They participated. These Amorite kings and nations and so on that infested Canaan land were involved in massive child sacrifice. They were into sex with animals. It was a totally depraved situation there about 1500 BC. And God, in his wisdom, told Moses and Joshua that they would have to go in and war against these nations and drive them out, and in order that the truth and the light of the biblical morality and God's law for the Jews could even survive. Because if those people were there with their Baal worship and their Ashtaroth and Moloch worship and so on, those systems of idolatry were so enticing, so tempting to the Hebrews that they would never survive if those people were allowed to remain. Now, the important thing to remember about God's command to drive them out, even by force of death, was this was not racistic in motivation. God did not say that the Amorites and the Canaanites were inferior, that they were dogs, that they were less than human or intrinsically racistically inferior. No, they had to be driven out because they were a tremendous spiritual threat to the people of Israel. Now, in the century or two before Christ came on the scene, 2,000 years ago, the Jews had come back from Babylon, a small minority, about 10%, who remained in Babylon under the Babylonian captivity, which began under Nebuchadnezzar about five centuries earlier. But anyway, in the several centuries before Christ, the Pharisees, the scribes and Pharisees, basically came out of a very Babylonian and evil, occult and twisted situation there in Babylon. They came to Palestine, and they basically began to dominate religion in Israel. They set up their oral law, their twisted traditions and interpretations of the Bible, and so on. And, of course, when Jesus and John the Baptist came on the scene, they bitterly collided with these Pharisees, and they rebuked them and called them a generation of vipers and whited sepulchers and on and on. And of course, Bible-reading Christians are very familiar with this fiery invective of Jesus against them. Well, an interesting twist that the Pharisees made to the religion of the Hebrews was they not only encouraged antagonism to the Gentiles, but they did so for a reason that was entirely racistic. They had begun believing these Kabbalistic ideas that the Jews are inherently, racially, and spiritually superior to the Goyim or the Gentiles. In other words, they believed the Jews occupy a special place of favor in the eyes of God.
Yes, okay. All right, the music's up, folks. We'll be right back. Very tough thing to talk about today, folks, but we have to talk about it because our police and soldiers are coming home really psychologically ruined because of a change in policy. And so we need to talk about these things and try to find out where they come from. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We have Reverend Ted Pike on with us, and we'll go back to him in just a second, but I want to share with you one of our brothers in the military, Jody Casey, 29-year-old veteran of the occupation of Iraq, recently made these statements. He said, we could just kill anybody, basically kill anybody we wanted to over there. It was easy. He said you didn't even have to get off your vehicle and dig a hole or anything, meaning that if you killed somebody alongside the road, you had to make it look like they were planting IUD or IEDs, and you didn't have to get out and dig a hole. You just shoot them, because what he was taught in his unit was that you carry shovels on your vehicle, and when you kill a non-combatant along the side of the road, you throw a shovel out, and when the body's found, it's assumed that that guy was planting IEDs along the road. Let's go right back to Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, things are changing in this nation. Such evil has come upon us, and you're telling us perhaps some of the reasons for that. Would you please continue on where you left off?
Yes, what you're describing, Jack, is so similar to Israeli treatment of Palestinians, at least for the last half century.
Yeah.
The Israelis have an abysmal human rights record of mistreating Palestinians, not only expropriating them from their lands, their businesses, and their olive orchards and so on, and herding them off into internment camps, but also the record of shooting at Palestinians and even Palestinian children. encouraging the killing of Palestinians under the pretext that, well, they may have had been a suicide bomber. They might have had an explosive inside of their robe or whatever, and using this very flimsy pretext to kill and even almost use Palestinians for target practice is very, very reminiscent of the Israelis. Now, as I was
and I would say, Reverend Pike, that you're not the only one saying this. Professor Israel Shahak, professor at the Israeli University, said the same thing. And we have Jack Bernstein, who was an Israeli American, went over there to help build Israel, and he came back and wrote a book and said the same doggone thing. So it's not just you, old Reverend Pike Gentile, telling us that these Jews are evil, is it?
Yeah. In order to really understand this mindset within the Israeli government and in the Israeli military, we have to kind of pick up where I was left off in talking about the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Now you see, we as Christians, we realize that when Jesus came onto the scene, he put away the law. He put away the ancient commands to kill as many of the inhabitants of Canaan that would resist you as possible. He put away the sword. He said to Peter, put away your sword. He who takes up the sword shall die by the sword. So
yeah,
with the new age of grace coming with Jesus Christ, there is no Jew, there is no Gentile, there is no male or female, and so on. We are all one spiritually before Christ, regardless of what race or gender we might happen to be.
Truly.
Now, that kind of a transformation, that new enlightenment, never happened to these Pharisees. These Pharisees who founded modern or rabbinic Judaism, who created the Talmud and Kabbalah and so on, they were under the heel of the Romans, but they were dead set. They were unredeemed in their determination to rid themselves of Roman rule, to kill Gentiles, to throw off Gentile oppressions and so on in about any way they could get away with it. And as a result of that, they embedded in their rabbinic teachings, in the Talmud and the Kabbalah, a tremendous amount of literature, as you have said, viewing the Gentiles with suspicion, being in rivalry with the Gentiles, authorizing Jews to cheat Gentiles, to persecute Gentiles, and even to kill Gentiles.
Yeah.
And in the half century, or at most the century after Christ, there arose several very preeminent rabbis who even to this very moment in modern Orthodox Judaism are considered the very greatest authorities, spiritual and ethical guides to Judaism. In Judaism, the very oldest rabbis are the most esteemed. And there are several of them. There's Johanan ben Zaki, there's Simeon ben Yohai, there's Rabbi Akiba. And here's a statement by Simeon ben Yohai. And in the 2nd century A.D., he cried out in the Talmud in Avodah Zarah 26b, he said, "Even the best of the Goyim, or Gentiles, should be killed." Now,
yeah,
this is a statement by a Moses, a virtually Moses of the Talmud, to Jews today. Now, what is really interesting is that the military department of Israel today quotes this very same quote by Simeon ben Yohai, and they say it's the halakha, or the binding law of the Talmud, gives the military of Israel today the right to kill even innocent civilians. Now, I have a video which I believe you've watched, Jack, called "Why the Mideast Bleeds."
Yeah,
and
very
in
good.
There I have
very
a
important.
I have a passage which I did get from Israel Shahak's book, taken from the military defense. This is a handbook by the chaplain of the Israeli military, encouraging Jewish soldiers if they come upon a house and it seems suspicious, and even if the inhabitants are Muslims or Christians, but are inoffensive and no threat to the Israeli military, this chaplain of the Israeli military quotes basically this same quote by Simeon ben Yohai, where he said, even the best of the Goyim should be killed. And he says,
be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Talking about some tough subjects today, but I'm telling you, my wife and I are involved in watching and listening about our veterans coming back from these wars. Very, very, very sad. My wife is a Gulf War victim of the Gulf War syndrome, the Gulf War sickness. 22 years Army, was in the first Gulf War and saw a lot of the guys coming back with mental problems. But nothing, folks, nothing like those returning today. Severe psychological problems because of the change in morals. And like Michael Blake, another veteran who was in the first of the occupation. He said now that U.S. troops, prior to their deployment, were told by the administration, Islam is evil, and they hate us. Now, folks, notice they didn't say Al-Qaeda is evil or Osama bin Laden is evil. They were taught Islam is evil, and they hate us. This 22-year-old veteran said that many of the guys I was with believed this, and he says he confessed that he witnessed many innocent civilians killed indiscriminately. Brother Ted Pike, would you please, the music covered you up. You were saying something very important. Would you go back and repeat what you were saying just before the music came up that was so important?
Yes. You see, in order to understand what's going on over in Iraq now, as these non-combatants are being viewed as less than human, as cattle, as chattel that might be killed, slaughtered at random. That is so reminiscent of the behavior of the Likud government against the Palestinians over the last decade or two. And this all comes out of a very deep idea within rabbinic Judaism, that's the Talmud and the Kabbalah, over the millenniums, that only the Jews are really human, only they are blessed and the apple of God's eye, and the Arabs are less than human, and they really don't have souls, they are beneath them. This is the inherent racism which still exists within the Judaism of today. It's the same racism that caused the Pharisees. Remember the parable of Jesus? He said that there was a Samaritan, there was a man who was, a man who was beaten up, he was thrown into a ditch, and the priests came along down the road, that is, the Pharisees came along the road, and they passed by on the other side of the road because that man in the ditch was a Goyim or Gentile. Uh-huh. He was unclean, and they would be polluted by him. But so, Jesus praised the good Samaritan, who was a Gentile, who took up that man and took him into his arms, took him to a motel and fed him and so on, dressed his wounds. Now, those Pharisees, they didn't see anything wrong with leaving that man in the ditch because he was a goy, he had fallen on hard times, but the important thing to them was not to be ceremonially made unclean and polluted by coming near him. They considered what they had done a virtue, a religious duty. Now, that idea of staying away from Gentiles, competing with Gentiles, cheating Gentiles, even allowing Gentiles to die, has not died out within the Orthodox rabbinic mindset that dominates the military religious establishment of Israel today. And I was just mentioning before the break how that even the chaplain, the top chaplain of the Israeli military, quotes Simeon ben Yohai, one of the very greatest Moses's, the spiritual leaders of the Talmud, as saying even the best of the Goyim should be killed. He takes that text as the Halakha or binding law of the Talmud, authorizing Jewish soldiers as they invade the West Bank or they rout terrorists to go ahead and kill even the best of the Palestinians if they please. And so here in a nutshell is what has happened. You see, a century ago, the evangelicals, they forgot about God's requirement, his timeless requirement, that only by obedience and righteousness and justice and mercy would the Jewish people ever be allowed to enter God's holy promised land. The evangelicals bought into the Zionist idea that obedience to God no longer matters in order for the Jewish people to occupy the Palestine in a national sense.
That's now, interesting, Bible, Pastor Ted, because there's a whole... several whole organizations of Jews that believe and are following what you just said over there. Jews Against Zionism, for example, know that they were not to return to the Holy Land in disbehavior and without the acceptance of the laws of God. Go ahead and continue, because that is right out of the books and information put out by Jewish organizations today that are against this evil Zionist movement over there. We call it the International Crime Syndicate that has control of the Israeli government. Go right ahead.
Yes. Well, you see, what the Bible says is if you bid Godspeed to an evil man, you become a partaker of his evil deeds. And if you consent, the Bible says, with a thief, you become a thief. And what has happened...
Hello? I think we're losing the Reverend Ted Pike. Okay, yes, he might have one of those portable phones that has gone out on him. Okay. Folks, I don't know if you can hear me right now, but I think we've lost the Reverend Ted Pike. Hopefully not for good. Is he back? Okay. Okay, we're trying to get him back on. He might have been on a mobile phone or something because it just went off. So we'll have him back here hopefully in just a minute. he's probably running for another phone if it happens here like it happens there. Okay, so hang on, folks. Yes, I'm. You know, we're blessed to have such great Jewish members of the military that are so disgusted with what is going on over there in the Middle East right now. Very concerned because all the Jews, they tell me, are getting painted with this same evil brush, and they don't like this. They hate this, and so that's why some of the Jewish brothers and sisters are beginning to speak out, like Mike Ferner, a Vietnam era war vet, Jewish brother, who is speaking out about the killing of innocents over there. And so this is great when you think about it. All the people are beginning to stand up together and say we should not be doing these things. I hope that we're able to get Reverend Ted Pike back, and I don't know what happened to him. Hopefully the black helicopters didn't drop on him, and the black ninja outfitted guys pick him up and haul him off to one of the CIA's secret gulags around the world. I guess all of you heard about that on the news. It's even coming out in the news that the CIA has these secret gulags that they snatch up Americans or anybody and sneak them out in other parts of the world and put them in these prison camps. So we'll just pray for Reverend Ted Pike that he's not on his way to one of those camps. I guess I shouldn't laugh because this is serious stuff, okay? What he's telling us here, hopefully, folks, will help us understand that we have a tremendous power in the United States government today. It is the communist Zionist movement in America. They call them the neocon Trotskyites. And if you want to read about this, get a hold of Reverend Ted Pike's book, Israel, Our Dilemma, or Our Duty and Our Dilemma. Hopefully he'll give out his number when he gets back with us, to how you can get his very important book to understand how America is being changed by evil Jewish leadership, not the Israeli people. They have nothing to do with this change, or the good Jewish people in America here. They have nothing to do with this, but it's just like the American leadership is very, very the most evil men on the face of the earth. So is the Israeli and the British leadership today, folks, and it's causing a tremendous change, just like in the hate crimes legislation Reverend Ted Pike talked about, folks, where they're trying to bring us up under a system that is absolutely anti-Bible, anti-Christ, and you can see it formulating even in the military. Let's go back to our brother. Brother, do you remember where you left off when the phone went dead? Go right ahead, Ted. Are you there?
Can you hear me now, Jack?
I can hear you. That's right.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I have no explanation why my phone went dead, and I'm not going to indulge in conspiracy theories right now.
I already did. I thought I told the people that the men in the little black helicopters might have picked you off and took you to one of the CIA prison camps in some other country, so we might not see you again. But go right ahead, well, brother. Good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm on a... I'm on another phone system right now.
All right.
I hope that this one will work.
Good.
Yes, I was drawing some conclusions there that the 100-year alliance between Israel, that is the synagogue of Satan, and the Church of Jesus Christ has caused a tremendous toll in the integrity and the spiritual values within Christians. You see, we've been literally in bed with international gangsters as evangelicals for the last century. We have been holding the coat like Paul held the coat of the people who were beating and stoning Stephen. This is an outrage, and it has weakened us morally so that we stand by and we bid Godspeed to these evil leaders in Israel as they are continuing to do this. And now, unbelievably, even our armed forces, as you are dramatizing today, are being instructed to utilize basically these Israeli tactics, this Israeli mentality toward the Arabs, that the Arabs aren't human, they're animals, just go ahead and shoot them, kill them, mortar their houses and whatever. This is a very, very disturbing report about how degraded United States of America military has become, as a result of taking its orders, as a result of walking in lockstep with the evil government of Israel.
Yeah, it's really changed our society tremendously, brother. And we can see, if we allow this to go on other lands, is there any reason, brother, this same type of force should not take over America and subjugate us like we're doing these other nations that have not attacked America, not even talked about attacking America, and yet we're going over and killing these people,
yes,
and subjugating them under this Antichrist world government system? I can't
right.
see, brother, why we should not be attacked and the same thing happen to us here one day.
Yes. Well,
if we stand by and let this continue.
Yes. Evangelical Christians love Israeli leaders very much. They not only love the Israeli people, but they love these evil, evil Jewish leaders like Sharon and Begin and Shamir and so on. They have bidden Godspeed to evil men. And what the evangelicals are going to have to wake up to is the fact that they are not loved in return by the evil Jewish leadership in the world today.
Not at all.
We saw that so powerfully acted out for us in Philadelphia and a year and a half ago when ADL B'nai B'rith, through a National Executive Board member and the Philadelphia District Attorney, Lynn Abraham, tried to incarcerate 11 Christians who were doing nothing more than preaching at a homosexual rally. She wanted to put them into prison for 47 years. With an $80,000 fine each, including to a 17-year-old girl. Now, that ought to be an index to somebody about how we as Christians are viewed by these evil Jewish leaders that we are falling down before, and we won't criticize, and we can proclaim them to be God's chosen people. The truth of the matter is they are the synagogue of Satan. That's what Jesus said in the New Testament. Jesus told us to beware of the leaven or the teaching of the scribes and Pharisees, which is the Talmud and Kabbalah.
That's right.
Even Paul said that they are enemies of the gospel, which we have to be very, very clear-eyed about. Otherwise, we will get sucked into even greater injustices as we are doing in Iraq today.
Yes, we're going into Iran, and we just got a report in here, brother, that we have hundreds of troops already in Iran undercover that are lining up targets to be bombed, and many of these targets, it's been reported to us, are in civilian populations. And with this mindset, I don't think there will be any consideration whatsoever for bombing those targets in Iran with those evil Islamic people that allegedly hate us and killing all these people that are non-humans anyway. What do you think?
That's right. You see, once you let these evil Jewish leaders into our administration, into our military, into our court system, whatever, they have a very strong focus. There's no group in the whole world today that is as focused as these evil Jewish leaders. They are as focused and as organized as the Muslim world is unfocused and disorganized. And of course, the evangelicals are totally brainwashed by these evil people and have been for the last century. And what I'm calling for is not to tar all Jews as being conspirators. I'm not wanting to say, you know, the Jews are doing this. But the reality is that there is a cabal, there is a group, an elite of evil Jewish leaders in the world today who are dominating organized world Jewry through ADL B'nai B'rith and the World Jewish Congress and so on. These people have a very single-minded intention to be in control of this new globalist agenda in the years and decades ahead. They have been working for this, in fact, for thousands of years. It's deeply embedded in the Talmud that the folly and the foolishness of the Gentiles and Christians will someday pass away as Israel will ascend to dominance over the nations. And in fact, in 1967, the great premier of Israel, founder of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, in a Look article, an astonishing Look article, predicted the eventual triumph of Jerusalem, of Israel, over the nations, uniting the whole world in a world federation which will be under the influence and the judicial power of the nation of Israel.
Brother,
I have that, in fact, I have copies of that in my videos and in a book.
Yes, very important. Yes, and you're saying exactly what the lawyer Benjamin H. Freeman said in 1954. And if you Christians listening out there, and Muslims, or anybody that's the goyim, the Gentiles, think you're going to have it easy, too bad you're not looking at the list of death to Gentiles and death to Christians that I'm looking at in this book by Jewish attorney Benjamin Friedman. And, brother, I want you to give out your information right now so people can get your very important book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, and your videos, because, folks, the American Jewish people, many of them are upset and just absolutely angry that they're getting tarred with this same brush of these evil Jewish leaderships, and they should not be. So we'll be right back with more from Reverend Ted Pike, and he'll give out his information on how to get this very important documentation. We'll be back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The place, praise God, Jewish people are standing up and beginning to speak out about this evil Jewish leadership. We have great American Jews in America, the military and law enforcement that I work with today, just like I did for 30 years or more. And Reverend Ted Pike knows this too, that they're all being tarred with the same evil brush, and all Americans have to stand together to stop these leaders of these institutions that are evil and leading us into this Antichrist movement One of the best ways I say that we can do this, folks, is to get information. And I can't think of any better information than that Reverend Ted Pike puts out. And so please copy down this information and get his books and tapes. Ted, go ahead and give out your information, brother.
Yes, my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, is available at my website for $24.90 postpaid. It's a 345-page book. And our website is www.truthtellers.org. That's www.truthtellers.org. I also have four dynamic videos, which we have a no-holds-barred approach to the whole problem of Israeli oppressions in Palestine and the Middle East and so on, as well as Jewish control of the media and Congress. All of that are in these video documentaries. And I just want to remind people also again at the conclusion of this broadcast that we are in a very perilous situation right now on the floor of the Senate. Senator Kennedy could reintroduce his big federal hate bill at any time that Senator Frist puts the Sex Offenders Registration Act. Go to truthtellers.org. You'll find 100 members of the Senate there. Call the toll-free number 1-888-355-3588, and then let all 100 members of the Senate know that you will not tolerate them taking away free speech. Now, if anyone would like a copy of my Hate Laws video, which is a dynamic tool to wake up your church or conservative organization or my book, they can call me at home at 503-631-3808. Again, that's Ted Pike at 503-631-3808. Have your credit card handy, and I'll fire one off to you first class.
Very good, Pastor Ted, and I'll tell you what, information is so important today. More and more people are waking up and finding out, brother, it is not just the Israeli evil leadership, the Jewish leadership, but we have Baptists and Methodists and Lutheran and Mormons and others, top leadership that are leading us into this Antichrist world government system. So information is so important today, folks, that we understand who the enemies of God and liberty are. And one of the best ways you can do it is to get a hold of Reverend Ted Pike. And once again, his home number, 503, area code, 631-3808. And I'm reading for the second time. Very important that you read it not once but twice, and then get 10 copies of it and hand it out to relatives and friends of this videotape, and also Israel, Our Duty and Our Dilemma. Reverend Ted Pike, do you have a last word? We hear the music there. Go right ahead.
Yes, this is a very decisive moment in history in which the future of free speech is at stake. Let's just all remember our pilgrim and our pioneering forebearers who went out and braved the wilderness and braved the redcoats, gave up their lives even for freedom. Surely we can spend an hour and a half calling the members of the Senate this week.
Thank you, brother. Lord bless you for all your work you're doing for so many. We love you dearly, okay? Say hi
Thanks
to your
so
wife.
Much, Jeff.
All right. Lord bless you. Jeff and others on the line, my goodness gracious, I wish we'd have had time for your calls. Hope you'll call back next week and remember what your thoughts were. God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.com.